Maple Mills Radio Adventure Theater. Welcome to the wonderful world of memory and magic. This is Tom Bosley. Sit back and remember with me, Alice in Wonderland. You know, there's certain stories that stay with you all your life. When you grow older, sometimes you forget the simplicity and the wonder of what charmed you first, and you have to be reminded. So I invite you to join me, remembering Alice for what she really is, the girl in the very best Let's Pretend We Ever Read. Our adventure story, I Remember Alice, based on Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Gerald Lewis. I'll be back shortly with Act One, where we invented. As I remember Alice, she was sitting in the garden on a happy summer day when a pink-eyed white rabbit wearing white gloves and a natty jacket ran right by her saying, oh dear, I shall be late. Then, nearly as I can remember, Alice fell down the rabbit hole, found a golden key which unlocked a door to a miniature garden, took a drink from a bottle that said, drink me, and grew smaller. She started to cry, her tears causing a flood. She met all kinds of strange creatures, and after a terrifying adventure in the white rabbit's house, she finally escaped to the woods where she met... But, listen.
Who are you?
I'm Alice, I think. Are you a caterpillar?
Not a caterpillar. I am the caterpillar. Who else do you know who is blue in color, smokes a hookah, and sits on a mushroom? And who are you? Or did you tell me?
I hardly know, sir, just at present. I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have changed several times since then.
What do you mean by that, Alice? Explain yourself.
I can't explain myself because I'm not myself, you see.
No, I don't see.
I'm afraid, Caterpillar, I can't remember things as I used to. I don't keep the same size for 10 minutes together.
Precisely why I asked you, who are you?
To begin with, being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing.
It is not.
Wait until you've turned from a caterpillar into a chrysalis, and you will someday, you know, and then, after that, into a butterfly, then you will feel a little confused and queer like I do.
Not a bit.
I don't know why I'm wasting my time talking to you. You are most unpleasant, and I dare say if you gave up smoking, you'd be a lot kinder to strangers. I'm going. Goodbye.
Come back.
All right. I'm back. What is it?
Keep your temper.
Is that all?
No. So you think you've changed, do you?
I used to have a very good memory. And now I can't seem to remember anything.
For instance, like what?
You are old Father William, the young man said. Oh, I can't remember the rest at all.
Well, go on.
And your hair has become very white.
Yes.
And yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right? I did it!
Continue!
In my youth, Father William replied to his son, I feared it might injure the brain. But now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why, I do it again and again! Hooray!
It will be all for now.
I thought I did it very well.
It wasn't said right.
I was never very good at saying things out loud. Oh, but at least I have some of my memory back, if not all of my size.
What size do you want to be?
I'm not particular as to size. Only one doesn't like changing so often, you know?
No, I don't know. What size are you now?
I'm your size, I suppose.
Are you content with it?
Well, I should like to be a little larger. Oh, 3 inches is such a wretched height.
I don't agree at all. It's a very good height indeed.
But I am not used to it.
Well, I am not remaining here to be insulted. I shall have a smoke elsewhere. Now, one side will make you grow taller, and the other side will make you grow shorter.
One side of what?
Of the mushroom I've been sitting on.
Oh, do I touch it?
Certainly not. You ate it.
Now, I've got two pieces here, one from each side. Now, which side of the mushroom is which? I'll try the piece in my right hand first. Oh, goodness, my chin is hit my foot. Oh, and I'm still shrinking. I can hardly get my mouth open. Oh, but I must. The piece in my left hand. Oh, it's working. Ah, my head is free. Gracious, my head is growing higher and higher, but not my body. Oh, my body's down there. Is that my neck? That long thing going down to the ground? Oh, where are my shoulders? I can't even see my hands down there. And my head is up here in the tops of the trees.
Serpent?
Oh, stop that bird. Stop it, I say. Can't you see I have my face up here?
I am not a common garden variety bird. I am a pigeon, and you are a serpent.
I am not.
I have tried in every which way, but nothing seems to suit them.
I haven't the least idea what you were talking about.
I've tried hiding my eggs in the roots of trees. I've tried riverbanks. I've tried hedges. But I can't get away from you serpents. As if it wasn't enough trouble hatching the eggs, I have to be on the lookout for nest robbers. You serpents, day and night. Why, I haven't had a wink of sleep in 3 weeks.
I'm very sorry if you've been annoyed.
And just as I'd taken to the highest tree in the woods, and just as I was thinking I was free of them at last, you show up. Serpent?
I am not a serpent, I tell you.
Well, what are you?
I'm a little girl.
A very likely story indeed. I've seen a good many little girls in my time, but never one with such a neck as yours. Don't deny it. You are a serpent. You are up here in the trees looking for eggs. So what does it matter to me who you are?
It matters a good deal to me, but I am not looking for eggs, as it happens. And if I was, I shouldn't want yours, Mr. Pigeon.
Mrs. Pigeon?
Because I don't like eggs raw.
Well, be off then. Leave us in peace.
I would love to be off, but my neck is tangled in these branches.
Can't you do anything about that?
Perhaps I can. Oh, if I try harder. If I just bend down. Oh, and reach my hand. Oh, there. Must bite off a little more of the right hand piece. Oh, no, too fast. Some of the left hand mushroom piece. It's doing it. This looks like my normal thigh. Oh, where am I? It's that beautiful garden. Oh, what a tiny little house over there. Well, if I want to go in, I had better cut myself down to size, or I should frighten them all out of their wits. Come on, mushroom. Another nibble. Yes. Yes? I should think this would be just about right. About 9 inches high. Oh, it's no use. They're making so much noise inside the little house. They don't hear me knock. Well, why not? I'll just walk in. Oops. Good thing I ducked.
You!
Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. You! I am the Duchess. You!
Is that your cook, Duchess, at the stove making soup? Oh, why is she throwing plates and pots like that?
Of course. She is the cook. Jew! Don't you know a cook when you see one, little girl?
If she didn't put so much pepper in the soup, it wouldn't make you sneeze.
Don't say that. She can't stand criticism.
Oh, there certainly is too much pepper in that soup.
Meow. I don't agree. It doesn't make me sneeze or the baby sneeze either.
Who is that? Who is he?
He is a she, and she is a cat. And everybody knows cats rarely sneeze.
Is that your baby, Duchess, in your lap? If I'm not being rude.
You're being quite rude, and that is not my baby, but a baby.
Please, Duchess, would you tell me why your cat grins like that?
It is a Cheshire cat, and that is why.
I didn't know Cheshire cats could grin. In fact, I didn't know that cats could grin.
We all can, and most of us do.
You don't know much, little girl, and that is a fact. Since you have come into my house uninvited, you might as well make yourself useful. Take the baby and hold it. I must go to play croquet with the queen.
Mr. Cat, I think I should go.
Mrs. Cat, you may call me Cheshire.
If I don't take this baby away, they're sure to kill it. Goodbye, Cheshire. Goodbye, cook. It was nice meeting you. Oh, what's the matter with you, little baby? You have a very turned-up nose. A snout, in fact. If you're going to turn into a pig, my dear, I'll have nothing more to do with you. Oh, you have turned into a pig. I think I better put you down on the ground. You'll feel more comfortable on all fours. How could it run? Well, if it had grown up, it would have made a dreadfully ugly child. But it makes a rather handsome pig, I think. Oh, hello, Cheshire Puss. How did you get up in that tree?
Meow.
What sort of people live here?
In that direction lives a hatter. And in that direction lives a March Hare. Visit either you like. They're both mad.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. We're all mad here. Do you play croquet with the queen today?
Well, I should like it very much, but I haven't been invited yet.
You'll see me there. By the by, what became of the baby?
It turned into a pig.
I thought it would. Goodbye. Meow.
Oh, look at that. How slowly it's disappearing. The tail, the back, the ears. Now the head is gone. Nothing but the grin is left. Well, I have often seen a cat without a grin, but a grin without a cat? It's the most curious thing I ever saw in all my life. Ah, this must be the March Hare's house. Perhaps I'd better eat a bit more mushroom to make myself a bit taller. That should do it. Good. I would say that I'm about 2 feet high now, just about the right size. Oh, my goodness, I can see from here. Why, they're having a tea party. Of course, that's the March Hare, and the one with the tall hat with something written on it, he must be the Mad Hatter. And that curious creature sitting between them fast asleep, that must be the Dormouse. And all those places set, and just the three of them. And bread and butter, and tea. Oh, I'd like to come to their party, but I haven't been invited.
I'm bashful like that, too. In fact, Alice and her adventures could be me. There's a lot of Alice in me. It is certainly, as I remember it, my own thoughts and feelings about growing up. It doesn't surprise me at all that caterpillars and cats and pigeons can talk, or that babies turn into little pigs. But there are surprises in store at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party when I come back. The J. General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
Yeah.
Do you have to be a child to love Alice? Well, if you are at heart, it helps. As a grown-up, I hear people say that this tale by Lewis Carroll is not just a fantasy, but a satire on Victorian life, politics, education. For instance, the queen who keeps saying, "Off with her head," supposed to be Queen Victoria. But that isn't the way I like to remember Alice. Something meaning something else. I prefer to remember her when I first met her years ago, when all of us were children. So here she is, about to invite herself to the Mad Hatter's tea party.
No room, no room, no room, no room!
There's plenty of room. I'll sit at the end of the table. Excuse me, Dormouse. Oh, poor little thing. He's still asleep.
Oh, who asked you to sit, little girl? There is no room at the table.
Pay no attention to him, dear.
Thank you, Mad Hatter.
You think I'm mad? It's only when I'm cross and get angry. But hair is as mad as the March Hare.
I am the March Hare.
Your hair needs cutting.
You should learn not to make rude remarks, Mad Hatter. It's very rude. Why, you don't even know my name.
We do. It's Alice.
How do you know?
It's a very ordinary name. What day of the month is it?
Ooh, what a beautiful watch. Will it tell the month if you shake it like that?
What day is it? Doesn't anybody know?
The 4th.
Oh, the watch is 2 days off. Here, I told you not to put butter in the work.
But it was the best butter.
Some crumbs must have gotten in, too. You shouldn't have spread the butter on the watch with the bread knife.
Don't give me the watch. I'll fix it. I'll try dipping it into the tea.
Oh, what a funny watch. It tells the day of the month.
Doesn't everybody's?
The Dormouse is still asleep.
Does he ever wake up?
Shall we pour some tea on his nose?
I should say not. He can't help it if he's sleepy. Why is this long table set for a dozen people with a dozen cups and saucers when there's only the 4 of us?
Oh, that's because it's always 6 o'clock. It's always tea time.
And we've no time to wash things in between.
So what do you do?
We keep moving around as the tea things get used up, like musical chairs. Have some more tea, dear.
I haven't had any yet. What happens when you come all the way round to the beginning again?
Well, that's when the hare and I quarrel. We quarreled last March, just before he went mad. It was at the concert given by the Queen of Hearts. I had to sing, "Twinkle, twinkle, little bat, how I wonder where you're at." Do you know the song? It's beautiful. Oh, yes. Up above the world you fly like a tea tray in the sky. Twinkle, 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 twinkle. March Hare said I was terrible.
You were.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, let's change the subject. Who will tell a story?
I vote for Dormouse.
So do I. I second the motion.
So do I. Dormouse, tell us a story.
Oh, he's not telling it. He's dreaming it. I'll tell his story. I know it by heart.
We all do.
Once upon a time, there were 3 little sisters.
And they lived at the bottom of a well.
What did they live on?
Honey.
Well, they couldn't have done that. That would have made them ill.
So they were very ill. I want a clean cup. Let's all move one place on.
Okay. We'd better move 4 places on if we all want clean cups and saucers. Who's going to move the Dormouse?
We shall. Between us. Move, Dormouse. Well, on with the story. And so the 3 little sisters were learning to draw. They began to draw everything that begins with a letter M.
Why with the letter M?
Why not?
Where was I?
Beginning with the letter M.
Oh, yes. Such as mousetraps, moon, memory...
Muchness. You know, you say things aren't much of a muchness. Did you ever see the drawing of a muchness, Alice?
Well, now that you ask me, I don't think...
Then you shouldn't talk.
That is enough.
Oh, you spilled the tea.
Where are you going?
This is the stupidest tea party I ever was at in all my life. You're all mad. Even the Dormouse. If he has to sleep, why isn't he in bed? Goodbye.
Dad, look out now, Five of Spades. Don't go splashing paint all over me like that.
I couldn't help it. The Seven of Hearts jogged my elbow.
Oh, good morning. Where am I?
Ooh, the Queen's Croquet Garden. Stand aside, little girl.
Are you all playing cards?
Of course not. We're gardeners.
But you look like playing cards.
You look like a little girl. That doesn't mean you are.
Would you mind telling me why you are painting those white roses red?
Shh, not so loud.
Yeah, you did it again. I'll have red paint all over me.
Oh, Seven of Hearts, will you stop bumping into me?
That's right, Five of Spades. Always lay the blame on others.
Well, you better not talk. I heard the Queen say yesterday you deserve to be beheaded. Two clubs?
What for?
For taking the cooked tulip bulbs instead of onions. Oh, fine gardener you are. You'll bring disgrace to the whole parcel.
Excuse me. I don't think it at all peculiar that three playing cards should be the Queen's three gardeners. But I do find it peculiar that you are painting these white rose trees red.
Well, the fact is, you see, miss, these here ought to have been red rose trees, and we put in white ones by mistake. And if the Queen were to find out, we should all have our heads cut off. What? Just like that. At the stem.
The Queen! The Queen!
Hide the paint! Hide the brushes! What shall we do?
Oh, the Queen, the King, the Knave of Hearts, gardeners, courtiers, soldiers, the entire parade. Why, they are all only a pack of playing cards.
Who is this? You creature with the long blonde hair.
Never saw her before in my life.
What is your name, child?
My name is Alice, so please, Your Majesty.
And what is going on in my croquet garden?
How should I know? It's no business of mine.
What's that? You are addressing the Queen.
Oh, Pooh.
Consider, my dear. She is only a child. Young lady, I am the King.
Pooh to you, too.
What is the matter with these red roses? Oh, they're all wet and sticky. Look at my hands.
May it please Your Majesty, we were trying to...
Pretense, fakery, knavery. You call yourselves gardeners. Off with their heads.
What shall we do?
I shan't let you be beheaded. I'll stuff you into this flower pot and nobody will find you. Come on.
Are their heads off?
Oh, yes. Their heads are gone, Queen dear.
Good. I mean to be obeyed. Child, can you play croquet?
Yes, I can.
Come on, then. Get to your places.
Oh, I've never seen such a curious croquet ground in my life. What are those? Hedgehogs?
Those are the croquet balls.
And those live flamingos?
They are the croquet mallets.
You mean you hit the hedgehog with the flamingo?
Yes, through the arches.
Where?
Watch and see. Look, the soldiers are standing on their hands and feet and bending over to make the arches. Ingenious, eh? Now, this one is for you. This is your flamingo, a mallet.
I can't. I cannot use a live bird to hit a live hedgehog with.
You haven't even tried. We always play this way. Set your example by the Queen. She's managing very nicely.
Your Majesty? Your Majesty? Oh, now the King has left me alone with this flamingo. I can't play like this. He'll bite me. I don't know where to hold him. Oh, what will become of me if I don't play croquet with him? They're dreadfully fond of beheading people around here. It's a wonder there's anyone left alive.
How are you getting on, Alice? Oh,
who is that? Is that you, Cheshire Cat? Where are you? I see the tip of your nose up there. Oh, there's no use speaking to it until its ears have appeared. At least one of them.
I thought we might meet at the Queen's croquet game.
Ah, I can see your head. Oh, is that all you're going to show me? Your head?
It's safer that way. How do you like the queen?
Not at all. She's so likely to win, it's hardly worth finishing the game.
Who are you talking to? What is that up in the tree?
That's Cheshire Cat, a friend of mine.
Yes, I don't like the look of it at all. However, it may kiss my hand if it likes.
I'd rather not.
Don't be impertinent. And don't look at me like that.
A cat may look at a king.
Well, it bothers me, grinning away up there. Hey, my dear, I wish you would have this cat removed.
Off with his head!
I'll fetch the executioner myself. A cat's head in a tree, indeed.
Stop it. Stop it, Headhunt. Stop fighting. You too, Flamingo. Oh, oh dear. There goes my croquet mallet.
What are you up to, young lady?
My mallet flew off.
Can't you follow the rules?
What rules? There aren't any.
Oh, I've had enough. Take our head off, Miss Nosy Parker here. Off with our head.
Me? Off with my head?
Scary, isn't it? Certainly was for Alice. You know, a little over 100 years ago, yes, Alice has been around all that time, Lewis Carroll was still answering letters from every youngster and oldster who wrote him. In one letter he wrote, "I can't help feeling as if through my little dream child, Alice, I've made friends with many other dear children whose faces I shall never see." And so he did. Well, let's get back to remembering Alice in a few minutes and see if she can keep her head. Listen a little later in the program for exciting news on how you can enter our Disneyland contest. This. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. On. Wonderland is certainly a strange place. The white rose trees are painted red. The Queen's croquet game is played with flamingos for mallets and hedgehogs for balls. And the Cheshire Cat is grinning away at a tree. But there's nothing to laugh at, really. For the Queen seems to have taken a dislike to Alice and has said, "Off with her head." What's going to happen next?
Well, why doesn't somebody do something? You heard me. Off with Alice's head!
Look at that, my dear.
Look at what?
Up there, in the tree, the cat's head. It's going.
Going? Going? Gone!
Well done! Beautiful!
It's done it again. The smile is still there, but no face.
I've forgotten whose head I wanted off with.
So have I, my dear.
Oh, never mind. I shall find someone. All righty. Everybody back to croquet. No cheating or winning allowed.
My dear, I'm afraid we will have to suspend the croquet. It's the trial. It's time for the trial.
Is it now? Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. I'm the judge. Goodman, please come forward and seat yourselves.
Oh, goodness, I've never been in a court of justice before. Oh, the whole patch is here. The 2 through 10, knave, queen, king, ace. In the jury box, 12 creatures. Oh, the prisoner is the knave. He's in chains. And look at the king. He's the judge with a judge's wig on.
Oh, you frightened me, Pigeon. Your face is familiar, but I can't place the body. Weren't you a serpent with a long neck who tried to steal my egg?
It was no such thing.
We met in a tree, though, did we not?
That we did. Why aren't you in the jury box?
I was disqualified. Too much of a flat, they said. And too near-sighted. Just as well. Rather be an onlooker.
Is the knave on trial?
Order! Order!
Silence in the court!
Herald, read the accusation.
The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer day. In the name of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away.
Are they accusing the Knave of Hearts of stealing the tarts, Pigeon? One might say so. Steal, lift, thieve, pilfer, mooch, sneak, rob, swipe, pinch, snaffle, snitch, poach, purloin. Oh, you would have made a marvelous prosecutor.
Oh, thank you.
Jury, 12 good men and true, consider your verdict.
Oh, not yet, not yet. There's a great deal to come before that.
I'm sorry, dear. Call is the first witness.
Look, it's the Mad Hatter.
What does he have in his hand?
You can't see from here?
A pigeon hates to admit this, but I'm blind as a bat.
He's got a teacup in one hand and a piece of bread and butter in the other.
I beg your pardon, Your Majesty, for bringing these into the court, but I hadn't quite finished my tea when I was sent for.
You ought to have finished your tea. When did you begin?
14th of March, I think.
Mad Hatter, take off your hat.
It isn't mine.
Stole it, eh? Make a note of that too, Julie.
I keep hats to sell. I've none of my own. I'm a hatter.
Yes, we know you're a hatter. Go ahead. Give evidence. And don't be nervous, or I shall have you executed on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
This judge's prerogative. Now, whatever are you doing with that teacup, my good man?
Oh, poor thing. He took a big bite out of his teacup. He's so nervous.
You're doing it again.
What am I doing, Pigeon?
You're growing again.
Oh. Oh, why, so I am.
Just like when we first met. I knew you were a serpent in disguise.
But I can't help it.
You can't grow here. It's contempt of court.
Oh, dear, and I haven't had a drop or a nibble of anything.
We are waiting for your evidence.
Oh, I feel so sorry for him. He's so...
Speak up. Speak up.
Yeah, but I'm a poor man, Your Majesty, and I hadn't begun my tea. And what with the bread and butter getting so thin and no marmalade anywhere, and the twinkling of the tea tray...
The twinkling of what?
It began with the tea.
Well, of course, twinkling begins with a tea. You take me for a dunce. Go on.
Well, I'm a poor man, and most things twinkled after that. The March Hare said the way I sang, "Twinkle, twinkle, little bat," was terrible.
It was awful, but I never said so.
You did.
I deny it.
He denied it. Leave that part out, Julie.
Yeah, but then after that, where was I? Yes, the Dormouse story. Anyway, I don't know anything about the missing tarts. We never have tarts. We only have tea and bread and butter. Sometimes a little marmalade, if there is any.
Well, if that's all you know about it, witness, you may stand down.
I can't go any lower. I'm on the floor, is it there?
Well, then you may sit down.
And may I go and finish my tea?
You may. Next witness.
When are you going to stop growing, Alice? You're 3 times taller than anybody now. They're all looking.
Oh, dear. I have an idea, Pigeon.
Quiet and pay attention. How am I going to determine who stole the car?
Next witness!
It's the Duchess's cook. I remember her. Puts pepper in everything. Too much.
Makes terrible soup. The whole neighborhood knows that.
Call the next witness! Give it the evidence!
Oh, she's shaking her head.
Achoo!
Witness, excused. Witness, excused. Get her out of here. Next witness, Alice.
Here.
Yes, Alice. Now, what do you know about the theft of the tarts?
Nothing.
Nothing whatever.
Nothing whatever.
What are you doing up by the ceiling of the courtroom, child? You're not supposed to be taller than the bench.
It's a problem of mine, Your Majesty, Your Honor, sir. Oh, I can't seem to stop.
That's where I read from Rule 42. All persons more than a mile high who leave the court.
I'm not a mile high.
Oh, yes, you are.
Nearly 2 miles high.
Consider your verdict, creatures of the jury.
The knave is guilty. I've quite made up my mind. So off with his head.
You can't do that. You haven't proved he stole the tarts. Besides, the penalty for stealing isn't death. That's ridiculous.
Order, order!
Are you the counsel for the defendant?
Of course not. I'm just here as a witness.
Then mind your tongue.
By what authority do you silence a witness?
I am the queen. King, I told you we would have trouble with her. I never get along with giants.
Jury, consider your verdict.
No, no, no. Sentence first, verdict afterwards.
Stuff and nonsense. Oh, the idea of having the sentence first.
Alice, Avis, you're growing again. I can't see your head from down here.
It is all irregular and probably unlawful.
You haven't proven a thing.
Hold your tongue.
I won't.
Off with her head. Who cares for you? You're nothing but a pack of cards. You don't frighten me. You can fall all over me. You won't hurt me. Oh, my. Oh. What a dream I had. What a wonderful dream.
Who are you?
I am Alice. Are you a caterpillar?
Not a caterpillar. The caterpillar. Who else do you know is blue in color, smokes a hookah, and sits on a mushroom?
I have tried hiding my eggs in the roots of trees, in hedges, everywhere, but I can't get away from serpents like you. I haven't had a wink of sleep in 3 weeks.
Cheshire Cat, would you please tell me which way I ought to go from here?
That depends on where you want to go to.
I don't much care where.
Then it doesn't matter which way you go, does it?
Oh, what a beautiful watch, Mad Hatter.
What day of the month is it?
The 4th.
2 days off. March Hare, I told you not to put butter in the works.
But it was the best butter.
What a wonderful dream.
What a wonderful fairy tale. Lewis Carroll once said that he hoped when Alice grew up, she would gather about her other little children and make their eyes bright with a dream of wonderland. That even grown up, she would find a pleasure in all their simple joys, remembering her own child life and the happy summer days, which is what I've tried to do today, remembering Alice. Hope, gentle listeners, I haven't left out your favorite part of Alice in Wonderland. It's hard to please everyone, but this is as I remember Alice. Before taking leave, I'd like to read you part of a letter dated December 25th, 1871, and addressed to Dear Children, may God bless you, and may you have the only kind of life that is really worth having, that filled with the happiness of making others happy too. Your affectionate friend, Lewis Carroll.
Our cast included Mary Flersham, Robert Dryden, Evie Juster, Hetty Galen, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.